Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. The spring quarter entitled Acknowledging God focuses on ways God's people have acknowledged His greatness. The April unit is entitled All Glory and Honor and has five sessions from the book of Luke and John dealing with how Jesus' resurrection opened the way to honor God and how visions and revelation praise God with majestic symbolism. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Blessings, Glory, Honor Forever, or A World of Joy. Some people are afraid of the book of Revelation. It is a mysterious book because of all the imagery that is in it. And it also has some harsh prophecies for those who don't believe. But on the other hand, it is an amazing revelation of what the end times and some of the wonderful things God has planned for His people. The only people who should be anxious about Revelation are those who are not looking for Christ's return and not preparing themselves to meet the Lord. But for those who hope is in Christ, Revelation is a blessing because it gives us hope and much to look forward to. Last week, the Apostle John introduced his readers to the heavenly throne, the one who sat upon it, and some of the creatures and activities that were going on around the throne. In today's lesson, John continues his description of what he saw and tells us about another deity like the one sitting upon the throne. This deity was receiving the same type of praise, glory, and honor as the first deity. John described him as a lamb that was slain, and he was the only one found who was worthy to take the sealed book from the right hand of the one on the throne and open it and read it. The deity who took the book is Jesus Christ, who has redeemed the four beasts, the elders, and mankind out of every nation, people, tongue, and family, making them to be kings and priests and reign upon the earth. Then John said he heard and saw what seemed to be thousands or millions of angels, who also gave praise and honor to the Lamb. Finally, John said everything, everywhere, began to give praise and honor to the Lamb. Scripture says that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. This description of the Lamb and the praise he received is more proof that Jesus is God, and he received the same degree of praise and honor as did the one who sat upon the throne. This is why we can be confident when we tell others that Jesus is Lord. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of all glory and honor. So until then, grace and peace.